AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. An AP VoteCast survey shows big shifts within small groups and small shifts within big groups helped propel Donald Trump's return to the White House earlier this week. Trump won by holding on to his traditional coalition, white voters, voters without a college degree, and older voters, while making crucial gains among younger voters and Black and Hispanic men. Police in Wisconsin say an arrest was made following a school threat.
Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin say the 13-year-old boy tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary School Thursday morning with a backpack and a duffel bag, but that he was stopped by school staff. Police say the boy ran off but was caught by police about 5 hours later following a community-wide search. Surveillance video shows the teen being questioned in the school's secured entrance area with a large black bag at his side. Kenosha Police Chief Patrick Patton says authorities believe the 13-year-old was armed with a firearm and that there was no legitimate reason to enter the school, which he used to attend. Patton says the teen had shared videos and made several comments to fellow students for weeks leading up to Thursday. I'm Donna Water.
A wildfire outside Los Angeles has destroyed more than 130 structures, including Reyna Perez's home in Camarillo.
I don't feel anything now, so everything lost, everything gone. All my memories, all my life was there for 28 years there. So I don't know what happened now.
She spoke to KABC. Wind gusts appear to be easing in Southern California. Some 10,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Dutch authorities say young people on scooters attacked Israeli fans in hit-and-run assaults overnight after a soccer game in Amsterdam, apparently fueled by calls to target Jewish people, spread on social media. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sittel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are posting more gains on Wall Street and heading for their best week in a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 165 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.1%. The relatively modest moves followed big gains and more records for indexes earlier this week after Donald Trump won the presidential election and the Federal Reserve cut interest rates again to make things easier for the economy. Treasury yields were holding steadier following big swings earlier in the week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A self-described Nazi became the first person in Australia to be sentenced to prison for performing an outlawed salute, ordered to spend a month behind bars. The Nazi salute was outlawed nationwide in Australia just days before Jacob Hursent performed the straight-arm salute. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.